Good morning, coming up here on 740 on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout this Thursday edition of the program. And joining us, we have some special guests from USD 445. We have Kelsey Watkins, Community Health Worker, and Student Services Coordinator Melissa Murray here in studio. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good.
Hey, great to have you on here on this, return to winter morning. You know, I was really happy on Monday and Tuesday with those that weather. But hey, we're going to have great weather here coming up this weekend, which is really good news for NATO Fest.
NATO Fest, yes, very much.
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful, sunny skies.
It's going to be great. So, you know, we've been hearing, rumblings about this for a while, that, you know, it's on the way once again. And some folks been around here a little bit might remember last year we had the first one. Mm-hmm. But before we, get into all the details and everything, can you tell us just a little bit about, you know, what is NATO Fest?
Yeah, so NATO Fest is just a time to bring the whole community together, get our parents involved, our students involved, and the community members, all of our resources, just bring everyone together and just have a good time. Sometimes, you know, we don't have a lot of fun, so we got to have some fun, and that's what this is all about, and just getting everyone together. There will be a taco bar, and that will be provided by our food service center, and they are really excited about that. So we will have food. There will be 28, I believe, community booths there with just resources and all kinds of things. And then we will also have childcare. So there's going to be a bounce house. Grace Fellowship is actually bringing their bounce house for us. So that will be exciting. Mm-hmm. And the fire department, I believe, is going to be in there with the kids doing some sort of game. And then we have some presentations and, of course, prizes. Tons of prizes this year.
Yes.
Donated from the community. So that's been really great.
Well, this is, sounds like a lot of fun. And the fact to be able to get some of those, you know, the wider school family, if you will, together and, really enjoy some activities. Now, is this open, like, for anyone involved in USD 4045? Or, like, what age groups are we talking about here?
This can expand out all over Montgomery County and further if you can make it. It's a great event for, ages up to high school even. It's kindergarten, younger ages. Like Kelsey was saying, the children's, the child care is going to be very eventful, and they're going to have little rotations and some activities for the kids to be doing. And we've got some great presenters for the adults to attend. We have Kat Wright and Daniela Moreno-Duran, if I pronounced that correctly. They are KU grads that are going to be joining us to presenting about behavioral health with kids. And we have Dr. Alex Grunwald, and she is one of our local pediatricians, and she will be here presenting insights on pediatric CHC services and discussions about your kids and how to help on that. We have Casey Warden that is our nutrition director in USD 445, and Holly Miner, and they will be discussing just nutritional facts to help families and their kids. So, yeah.
Well, that is great, and good that, you know, it's really open to the community. People want to stop by and check it out. And then, of course, there'll be things, like I said, to keep the kids busy while the parents are learning some things.
Some really great activities.
No, that's going to be good. So, that's just a wonderful time. And, you know, I'm sure that putting on the between the first one and the second one, you know, anytime you start an event, there's always things that, you know, you do your very best at that first one. But that second one, you can really kind of hone things in and refine things and figure out what works well.
Yes. And also, again, this year, the kids will be receiving a swag bag with lots of great prizes and just lots of things that the kids will enjoy inside that bag. So come down and join us, and we'd love to have you.
Oh, that is great. So can you remind the folks the date and time on this so people can put it on their calendar?
Yes. So it'll be March 2nd, this Saturday, from 9:30 to 12:30. And so as Kelsey was mentioning, too, we have a wonderful lunch provided for you guys, a taco bar. and it's just, it's going to be a beautiful day. So come out and join us.
And this will be at Community Elementary School.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
But once again, it is not just for elementary students. It is district-wide. Mm-hmm. It is county-wide. Whoever wants to come, we'll have something for everybody.
Well, that is fantastic. Really great to open it up to the community. And, you know, if you have kids, you know, you're dealing with all the challenges therein, and, you know, there's just so much that goes into to raising kids. And, you know, it's just fantastic, all the resources that we have available here with the school. And I was curious, you know, we had the first one last year. Do you know kind of what the how this whole thing kind of came about, the idea of Native Festing and on that?
So, like, one of our goals as a district was the parent engagement. And so that's where it all came about. So we wanted to create something that would engage parents and community, bring them together. But then the other part of that was really promoting mental health, and then, well, just physical health as well, promoting all of those factors. And so I feel like that's kind of how it came together. And this was something that was in the works even before last year. And, you know, when you're planning something, it's hard to get it started sometimes. So you have all of this talking about it, and then you figure out, we just have to do it. And so last year we finally just did it, and we weren't sure how successful it was going to be, but it turned out to be really successful. Dr. Carell, our superintendent, was just astonished, honestly. He's like, look at all these people that are here and the community coming together. He loved it. And so that's, we're hoping for even better this year, more impact. And like you said, we, of course, learned things, so we're tweaking some things, and we're just going to learn more this year to hopefully have an even better next year, too.
Oh, that's great. And you've got a lot of local businesses who are helping to put this on, too, right?
Yes, yes. Let's see. So, one, we've got our local Rotary, I know, has been a great donor. What's some other donors?
Community State Bank. Welsh State Bank out of South Coffeyville. Woodshed even donated. And then KU Telehealth Rocks has been a huge donor as well. And then Atmos Energy. They're a big donor, and that's kind of on the money side of things. But then on the prize side, it expands so large. I know I will forget people, but Pink Flamingo Boutique, they donated. Yes. The Roller Dome, the pool, we have the golf course. There's so many more, and I know I'm going to forget it's been so great this year. Like last year, it was a little bit of a struggle trying to get that going and getting all the prizes, but this year people were just so generous, and I think they saw what it was last year, so they were even more willing to, you know, donate, so that has been great.
Yeah, now that you have an established event and people, you know what it is. Yeah, hey, I want to pitch in, and that is really great. And, you know, Kelsey, this is kind of plays into what I know your job is with as a community health worker. And you guys had a really interesting presentation a couple school board meetings ago about, you know, the work you do. And if you want, just take a little bit of time to tell our listeners about, you know, kind of what you do. I think it's really interesting, the fact that, you know, your position even exists.
Yeah, so I am the community health worker for Roosevelt and Field Kinley, and then Haley Collins, she covers Community Elementary and the Early Learning Center. And we are here because of part of a grant through KU Telehealth Rocks. So that's kind of how it started. But we really, our goal is to help with those social determinants of health. So the things that affect health that aren't necessarily medical. So that could be transportation, so getting to appointments, even education is a huge social determinant of health, employment, food insecurity, health insurance, all of those things impact health without being directly, you know, I have a stomach ache today and I can't come to school. But so we help with all kinds of things. We're getting kids beds, 'cause that turned out to be a huge thing this year, that we realized there's kids just, you know, sleeping on the floor, they're on the couch, whatever. So we've been able to partner with Dream Big Little One out of Columbus so many times. And I believe our number is up to 20 kids now, just this school year, that we've been able to get beds for. So really, we're just there to help whatever needs may arise. And we're able to be, it's always said, the boots on the ground, just being able to get out there in the community and help those needs. Whereas teachers and counselors, they need to be in the school working with those kids. But then they just refer them to us, and then we go out and try to fill that need as best as we can.
Well,
girls are just a great partnership with the teachers and the rest of the staff there at the schools too, and they're just that friendly little reach out, just make that connection with the families, and that just helps out the administrators and the teachers. Just like she said, they refer to them if that's needed, so we appreciate them.
No, that is great. And real quick, Kelsey, is there any donations or anything that you're looking for specifically?
We'll always accept donations. We will accept cash donations, so if that's something, but we also accept clothing donations. Our biggest need is, like, I would say athletic wear, because leggings, sweatpants, those things fit a variety of sizes, first of all, and then it's just easy to give them that. And kids, they just want to wear sweatpants and leggings, so that's kind of the biggest thing. Also, shoes. We are always going through shoes. And then, actually, yesterday we got a donation of some cooking supplies, and so we're going to start taking some of that too. And we cleared out our clothing closet over at the middle school, so we're going to have a location to put some of that in there. But always accepting those kinds of things.
That's great. And what's the best way to contact both of you? You know, people do want to get in touch.
Well, as I say, you can contact me at the board office, Melissa Murray, and at 620-252-6400. And then I can refer those out to Kelsey or Haley, whoever, where that's needed to go to, and we can get you taken care of.
And we do actually have a referral form, like application for assistance, on our school website. Community members can also refer themselves or refer somebody else on our school website.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk about that, because I just think it's really interesting what you're doing. So, back to NATO Fest here. We want to remind the listeners who maybe are just tuning in, real quick, what do we need to know just to kind of wrap up? And again, those dates and times for NATO Fest, all are welcome to.
Yeah, be there this Saturday, 9:30 to 12:30, for some fun and learning. Just building that family relationship and a really wonderful lunch.
That sounds good. I'm always a big fan of the tacos.
Anytime.
Yeah. I can eat that all.
It's going to be amazing too, because our child nutrition, she is just doing a great job this year. A lot of fresh. This is fresh made. Yes.
We hear a lot of good stuff about that.
Yes, very much so.
That is great. Well, ladies, anything else that we need to know? Anything else you'd like to share here with our listeners this morning?
I don't know, but thank you for all your support. I think that would be the main thing, is thank you, this community and the area, for supporting us, and reach out to us if you guys ever have any questions.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a real fun time. I'm disappointed that I'm going to be out of town here this weekend, but I'm sure Matt will be making a stop
jump
by.
Jump in. So, come visit.
Yeah,
it'd be great.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
So that is a great event. We appreciate you ladies joining us here to talk about NATO Fest.
Well, thank you for having us.
All right. That is Kelsey Watkins and Melissa Murray here on the Mighty 690. Appreciate you ladies coming on by. Going to be a great NATO Fest on the way. And we do have coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to be learning all about Fantasy Rodeo. That's next here on KGGF.